You are listening to a paid commercial program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the program producer or sponsor and not those of NRG Media, LLC.
I feel a song coming on.
It's the beat, it's the beat, it's the beat.
I feel the earth moving at my feet.
This is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jode!
Karen!
Hey, Jode.
Another week.
I know, amazing.
And another week of turbulent weather.
Yeah, but I went to Phoenix, Jode, so it wasn't turbulent there.
What was happening in Phoenix?
Rachel ran in a half marathon.
Oh, your daughter Rachel.
Yeah, my daughter Rachel ran with her boyfriend, and it was wonderful, but the weather's just beautiful there every day. It's so sickening.
Mm-hmm.
But
not in the summer, though, when it's, you know.
No, not in the summer, but right now we could live there.
Yeah.
But the cool thing was there were 25,000 runners, and I saw one runner had an artificial leg, but it was the artificial leg curled up so he could run, you know, with it. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so cool. Have you seen this illustration? There is a mysterious rock that was found by the Mars rover.
No.
Okay.
And what did it?
And they thought it looked like a jelly donut.
Are you serious? Did they think it's a jelly donut from Winchell's?
That's the only way they could describe it.
Was it from Krispy Kreme or Winchell's?
I don't know. They didn't say.
Or now, of course, in Omaha with our Dunkin' Donuts, it could have been that as well.
It mysteriously appeared, though. Like they took a photo one day and of the section, there's nothing. The next day, there's a jelly donut.
Maybe because the alien probably dropped it.
I think they did. They were eating it and they dropped it.
Exactly what happened.
No, but they said it was high in sulfur, high in magnesium, twice as much
high in sugar.
Never.
Yeah.
The jelly donut. Anyway, it was a total surprise to all the scientists, and they're arguing all about it. I think that's great.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
Well, it gives them, you know, our tax dollars, spending more
right,
money
on the
for
jelly
the NASA
donut.
Scientists right, to research. When we could just tell them we know it's probably the Dunkin' Donut special.
Oh, Joe, look at all the TV shows that are being canceled, and they're good shows. Did you ever watch Boardwalk Empire?
That's being canceled?
Yeah,
know
so
that.
Is Newsroom. That's a good one.
Oh, Newsroom. That's
yeah.
Too bad. That just I thought that just started, but Boardwalk Empire won all these awards on HBO.
Joe, the Oscar nominations, what do you think? I want to talk about the rebuffs. You know the word rebuff? My brother used to say that all the
correct,
time.
Correct.
Rebuff. The Butler. They rebuffed The Butler.
Yeah.
Great movie, and Oprah.
Oprah didn't, yeah.
And the star of that.
Yeah, we're good.
Thank you. Forrest Whitaker. Great job. And they rebuffed Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
He had two movies he did great in.
Yeah.
There were too many great guy roles this year.
Yeah. Yeah,
there were.
And guy roles, you know, Jay Leno is ending his show. I think he had a near 21-year run. He's ending his show on February 6th, but I'm excited because Jimmy Fallon is taking over.
I know,
over
he's
show.
Great.
Do you like Jimmy?
I do.
I love
you
Jimmy Fallon.
You do, too.
I think he'll be great. And show is staying in or is moving to New York.
Oh, that's
I don't
wonderful.
Know if you've seen his promos, but he has a paint can and he's Saturday Night Fever.
And then he's like a little boy and somebody comes out and talks like him.
Oh, I think he's adorable.
Anyway, Jode, I'm sure you're going to be glued to the TV tomorrow because you know whose wedding it is. The Bachelor.
My favorite.
Like, tune in, Jode.
Oh, Sean Lowe. That's right. And Catherine.
Sean Lowe.
Is it Jaduce?
I have no idea how you pronounce her name.
I don't know, but it's live.
It's live.
Yes.
And I'm giddy over it, aren't you?
I'm giddy.
Yes.
Yeah. So cannot wait. I'm sure our listeners, please, you know, write us and let us know what your review is.
Yeah, what you think of it.
I may
right.
be missing it. I doubt I'll be seeing it. But I do like Juan Pablo, the new Bachelor.
Oh, he's adorable.
Juan Pablo for president.
Ooh, he is adorable.
He's going to be our new man. Yeah, he is. He's
all
adorable.
Right, good. Well, we have a great show, Jode. John Lavacek.
Oh, yes.
John a name Lavacek. From the past. He's been around 50 years, Jode.
Oh, my gosh. And Lisa Pelto.
Mm-hmm. Owner of Concierge Marketing and Grant S. Reed.
Right.
And we'll be right back.
The rest of my life is what I want to give to you. The rest of my life is what I want to live with you. And for my life, I will be faithful to you, 'cause I'm yours for the rest of my life.
She just looks that whole squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
I've just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats.
The vitamins, the minerals,
it's got all the stuff in it that cats really like.
You don't even have to put food with the Dynavite. She will eat the powder right out of the scoop.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I had seen the changes in my dog.
She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Sammy, he's 13, 14 years old and running around a little bit more. His coat is a little bit softer and shinier.
Justin's eyes sparkle more. He bats at stuff. He kind of jumps around.
Daisy and Spooky have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again.
It is just the best Dynavite for cats.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater is The Great Beauty, a lush look at the lives of Roman's luxury class. Also showing is Inside Llewyn Davis, the latest film from the directors of Fargo and No Country for Old Men. On Wednesday, January 29th, join us for a special screening of the 1970s film The Conformist. After the screening, Oscar-winning cinematographer of Avatar, Mauro Fiore, and James Dara, director of Opera Omaha's upcoming Agrippina, will discuss the film's influence on their work. The current Forever Young Family and Children's Pick is the essential screwball comedy It Happened One Night. Tickets and information are at filmstreams.org.
Take it to the house of mother's embrace.
Take it to the house. Take it to the house.
We'll fix it right. We do whatever it takes.
Take it to the house. Take it to the house.
The name might be House of Mufflers and Brakes, but they're all about total car care. Their ASE-certified technicians even offer expert engine repair. They diagnose, check engine lights, replace batteries, and provide free inspections and estimates. They also replace belts and hoses, fix steering problems, even do alignments. But what's most important to the House of Mufflers and Brakes is their relationship with you. They know you have to trust who you do business with, which is why they've worked hard to build an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They've been voted Best of Omaha again and again, every year, in fact, since 2006. So when you need someone you can trust with your car,
take it to the house of mothers and brains.
Take it to the house.
Omaha is stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Well, Jody and I are really thrilled today because an Omaha icon, John Lavacek, is here with us. He is a prolific writer and international traveler, and he moved here in 1964. John, that was 50 years ago, right, to be a news analyst for KMTV. Hi, John. Welcome.
Well, thank
you.
Nice
to see you.
Nice to be here.
How many
years
you've been here? Can you believe it?
I sometimes I wake up and say, what am I doing here?
I know. Where'd the time go? You
that's
know?
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes he wakes up
and I should tell
like
you
yes,
two ladies right. that I listen to your commercials on, on the radio. So. Well,
isn't that nice?
Yeah.
That's
thanks,
so sweet.
John.
And he's still here, so you got to love that.
And he came anyway.
I mean it. Well, and for those of you, the name Lavacek I know is synonymous with a few things. Number one, travel. And also, John, I know, was with KMTV for a number of years.
Yeah, right. A lot of years. Is that what
a
brought
lot.
You to Omaha, KMTV?
Yes.
And
what did you do for KMTV?
Just about everything. I'm a depression kid.
Yeah.
Growing up just in a suburb outside of Chicago. Both my parents were born in the United States, but they knew nothing about colleges or
yeah.
anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So after high school... we had in our particular town started a junior college. So my first 2 years of college were in LaGrange, which is a suburb of...
Oh, yeah.
Of,
mm-hmm. LaGrange.
Sure.
And,
suburb of Chicago.
Yeah.
At the time, I was a... For junior college, I was a jock. I played on the basketball
Whoa,
team.
Oh, you look like you could have been a jock.
Well, mm-hmm. earlier I wasn't, but then I was...
Well, how'd you get into writing and traveling?
See, I had no background in journalism.
Right.
As a matter of fact, when I went to college, I took courses that didn't have term papers. So I
didn't have to write.
I mathematics and chemistry, I didn't have to write.
I'd like to know where that school is, because I probably need to enroll
in
that
school. So when I met the Far Eastern manager, a fellow named Walt Rundle, and he said, I said, I'm your new reporter. And he said, well, what have you done? Have you written anything? You got any clippings or anything else? I said, no, nothing. He finally said, well, can you type? I said, yes. He said, okay, sit down. We'll find out something for you to do. And so I...
There it began.
So my first job in India, we had a hotel room, and we had a balcony, and we spread antenna out, and we got our news from London by Morse code.
Oh, my goodness.
We hired
Indian
railway people to.
Uh-huh. Is that where you met your wife in Bombay?
No, later. I was two or three years.
You keep wanting to know where he met his wife, and he keeps saying, no, I haven't met her yet.
Peggy come in?
I mean, let's just talk about Peggy, shall we, John? For goodness sake.
I want
to give Peggy some credit, too.
I want to talk to her. But I spent several years in India before I met Peggy.
Wait, I have a question. Is this where you met Gandhi?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now,
can you believe? I've never met anybody who has met Gandhi.
I have not either. You know, John is one of the last two surviving American journalists to walk with Gandhi.
Right.
Wow. And we have him here in our studio.
We have a photo of him too.
See, this was in the 45, it was the last year of the war. And when the war was over in the summer of, then Nehru came out of jail, and Gandhi came out of jail. And for me, reporting is great, because I spent the next 12 years in India. And I lived through the transformation from a colonial country to all of the demonstrations. And finally, the separation of India into two commonwealths, India and Pakistan. So I went through all of that. And... I had other bosses, but I finally became the boss at the time. And
and you journaled correct?
When the two countries were divided, I was not only the chief in India, chief in Pakistan, and I went up to Lahore, Pakistan, for a meeting of Pakistan publishers and newspaper people. And at the meeting, there was, at the time, Peggy McKernan, Mrs. McKernan.
Oh, there is Peggy.
Peggy's in
Peggy.
The picture.
She comes
okay,
about.
Here comes Peggy.
She was, at the time, the vice consul press at the consulate in Lahore, Pakistan, America. Mm. And we were the only two Americans at the thing. She was the only woman there. And learned all about her life. She had started out as a in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, as a writing advertising for a furniture store, and persuaded the publisher to let her. And she started a column of advice for teenagers.
Oh. Wait,
oh,
she wrote a book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what's that book called? Let's see.
That one is Teen Topics by Peggy.
Here. Yeah, that's it.
Teen Topics. Yeah,
that's great.
I'm going to jump forward a little bit.
Go ahead.
I'm going to jump forward a little bit and talk about, I mean, number one, I just think that our listeners would be so fascinated. We could have you on the show, you know, the whole entire show. But it was amazing when I'm reading through your background and the bios and knowing that, you know, you and Peggy, you were in New York and then Jamaica. And then you supported the family by covering news events during a turbulent period in Latin America history, which is incredible. The other thing to note, too, is that you accepted a position as a staff correspondent for NBC in Havana. I mean, you have been, John, all over the world, and I know that you've chronicled all of your travels through your many books. How many books does John have, Karen?
Well, asked how I met Peggy.
Do you have 9, 10, 11 books? How many books, John?
Well, there are 11 books published that I've either edited or written.
But you're working on your 12.
And I'm working on number 12 at the moment.
That's so fascinating.
Would you mind telling our listeners how old you are?
How old what?
You are?
Oh, I'm going to be 96 in March.
96?
Isn't that fantastic?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, he doesn't
fabulous.
Look it at all.
No. I only wish that
been,
Karen and I looked as good as that.
It's been serendipity. I call myself the accidental traveler.
Truly.
At the end of the missile crisis, we had to close the bureau and...
Did you meet Kennedy at all? Did you meet John F. Kennedy?
Yeah, but I met Kennedy before he was, what, before?
Oh, before he was president?
President.
Okay. Was he senator?
He came to Jamaica. He was a senator. So.
How was he? Did you like him?
Oh, very good. Peggy talked to him.
Oh, Peggy must have liked him.
well,
who wouldn't like
come
him?
Come on.
Well, we have pictures. We met Jackie and all. See, part of being a stringer in Jamaica, you look for stories no matter where they were. So in addition to politics, we're doing celebrities. The Kennedys, Billy Graham, Hammerstein and Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
And Errol Flynn.
Oh, wow.
Errol Flynn, you just name it.
How exciting.
And we traveled at least I did, all over the Caribbean and Central America. Did conservation stories on turtles and everything else.
See, I've also never met anyone who met Kennedy.
No.
There we go, Joe.
So, all right.
Eisenhower.
I mean, no.
There you go.
No, it's our brush with greatness. I mean, truly,
here's
who we thought was just a news reporter on KMTV, and now look at him.
We haven't even got up to 1964.
At the end of 63, NBC wanted to close the bureau because Fidel was no longer... And there was no place for me. I was 50 years old or something, bald-headed and all.
Well, not quite, because you've been here 50 years, so you were actually 45.
anyway, I didn't have a job, and we sent out our resumes. And one of them landed up here to Omaha.
Thank goodness.
To Randall Clemmie, who at that time was the vice president of Northern Natural Gas. I'd met Randall in Karachi, where he was there on the Ford Foundation. He gave my resume to the Channel 3, and they called me. And at the time, they had lost Floyd Calver.
Yeah.
They were looking for somebody different. And I wasn't a very good reporter. I knew nothing about television. I'd always been behind the camera. But I came up here, and Tom Brokaw was the morning man. And Tom took me under his wing and helped me with...
Tom Brokaw took you under his wing.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Great?
Yeah.
I was old
story.
Enough to be his father. But
yeah, but he took you under his wing. Which
it took
good.
A year because I had not been on it. And... That's after that we they came to me one day with a program for reporters to go to Moscow, and this is Owen Sadler, and he said, John, take a look at this. And I took a look at it, and I look at this time, and I said, Owen, if you're prepared to spend this amount of money for me, I can do a much better job for you. I've got all these friends through the Middle East and all. So that's when he agreed that we would do that first trip. And with Peggy, started out, and we did Middle East, we did Egypt and Cyprus. And
So you co-hosted these tours, right?
And mm-hmm. that's where all this started. We got into Saigon, and sitting in Bien Hoa, which is a little airport, we got into sitting next to Captain Harper Buck from Omaha. We took pictures, and it went back. And, of course, everybody, all of a sudden, KMTV was in Vietnam.
Mm.
And it was so successful that when I came back, I went back again in November and did Christmas shows. And then... Every year since then, while I was with NBC, I went back to Vietnam at least once, sometimes twice.
So that's what you did. You traveled to other countries, and you did news broadcasts from the countries.
Well, the whole idea is that no matter where we went, we would announce on the air what we were going to do, and if they had friends or relatives in those countries, we would try and meet them. So all of a sudden, we had people from all these countries on Omaha television.
Oh. Well, when did you decide to write all this down, John?
Much later, when I got here.
After you retired?
Listen, the book alone.
Well,
I think
he's
retired. No, but I think his passport would be a book alone. You know, I mean, truly.
That's what he should make, the passport into a book.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably string him and make a necklace.
She's writing that down. Lisa's writing that down.
I'm sure she's probably has that. Well, how
we got into writing. Peggy had written Diapers on a Dateline in India and in Jamaica. And we thought we had a publisher for it. And we came up to the last, and they said, no, we didn't think they'd be interested. So when Peggy became ill and we had to sell the house, I found the manuscript in the basement, and I read it. And I thought, well, this sounds pretty good. So I gave it to one of my Carlton people, I said, Janet, take a look at this. I'm too close to it. Let me know. And she said, well, I read it, and my mother read it, and she liked it. So I said, okay. By this time, we had publishers. We didn't have the computerization.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we needed an agent and money and all. And didn't. But here we found Lisa Pelto, Concierge Marketing, and she said, let's go. So we published the book. And then after that, we found my diaries. And
you just went to town. Oh, I mean, it was a go, go, go,
yeah.
Right? I mean, it's almost
such
like a domino effect.
Oh,
because you start one, and then I'm sure, look at it.
So with that, we literally... From Omaha, we went to the world.
You did. And your name is synonymous with the travel business and the travel industry, and people know the Lavichuk family.
Yeah, well, while we're still reporters, the Navy was very happy with the hometowners that I did and invited me to go to Antarctica. So now I've reported from all seven continents.
You should go into a high school class and talk about it. Have you ever done that, gone into a high school class?
Yes, not very often, but I have.
That'd be very
interesting. Oh, I know. Wouldn't they be fascinated with that?
Whatever they were studying, whatever country he could go and talk about.
Well, John was so kind to also bring along with him Lisa Pelto. And Lisa is who's helping you. John, she's your publisher, correct?
She's family. She takes care of me.
We'll talk to her after the break.
Right? All right.
Yes. So, okay. John, thank you so much. And John's going to stick around as well.
John will stick around. And we'll be right back with Lisa Pelto and more with John Lavichuk.
The typical high-tech weight loss patient loses 30 pounds in just 4 weeks. If you're significantly overweight, you can expect to lose considerably more than 30 pounds in that time. There are drugstores and pills and other places where you can buy weight loss, but at High Tech, it's all we do. It's a doctor-supervised, medically safe prescription together with a high-tech program that ensures you lose the weight with astonishing speed and keep it off permanently. This month, High Tech is extending our 40% off program. No charge for your consultation. In Omaha now for 10 years, rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. So call now for a no charge consultation. 402-453-LOSE. That's 453-LOSE. Or visit us on the web at hightechweightloss.com. 40% off this month. Call 402-453-LOSE. High Tech Weight Loss. Safe. Fast. Permanent.
Showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater is The Great Beauty, a lush look at the lives of Roman's luxury class. Also showing is Inside Llewyn Davis, the latest film from the directors of Fargo and No Country for Old Men. On Wednesday, January 29th, join us for a special screening of the 1970s film The Conformist. After the screening, Oscar-winning cinematographer of Avatar, Mauro Fiore, and James Dara, director of Opera Omaha's upcoming Agrippina, will discuss the film's influence on their work. The current Forever Young family and children's pick is the essential screwball comedy It Happened One Night. Tickets and information are at filmstreams.org.
This is Omaha Lancer Hockey.
Hey, fans, Voice the Lancers, Tony Brown here reminding you to join me for more Lancers hockey this weekend. On Friday, January 24th, the Lancers square off with their Western Conference rivals, the Sioux City Musketeers. And on Saturday, January 25th, it's a tilt with the defending Clark Cup champions, the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Join me for the Valpak pregame show at 6:50 p.m. on Friday and 7:20 on Saturday with the opening faceoff to follow. Only on your flagship station for Lancers hockey, the mighty 1290 Coyle.
Have you had a recent crash course in whiplash? Injuries from whiplash can cause long-term negative effects. Allied Chiropractic understands whiplash injuries, and they've helped many people just like you. So don't ignore your neck and back pain. Get the treatment you need. The caring staff at Allied Chiropractic can help answer your questions. When you're ready to put a stop to your pain, call Allied Chiropractic at 345-PAIN. Remember this number, 345-PAIN, or visit them online at 345-PAIN.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's The Beat on the mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Welcome back. Joining us with John Lavacek is Lisa Pelto, and Lisa is the owner and founder of Concierge Marketing. And Karen, we have had so many of Lisa's clients
authors. Thank you, Lisa, for giving us.
Yes, and I'm sure your authors thank you as well for getting their ideas in print on pages. And John has such a fascinating story, and we so appreciate you bringing him to the studio. But Lisa, we want to hear your story, how you have this publishing company, which is so amazing, but this is huge. I don't think people realize you're kind of a very well kept secret.
I'm kind of a big
but not
deal.
Anymore because
really
we're going to tell our listeners
now,
about you.
Right. So how did you get started in this? This is self publishing, right?
Yeah, we help people open up their own micro publishing companies. Self publishing, if you search it on the internet, it's going to come up with all of the companies that whoever's logo goes on the back is really the publisher, and the self publishing has sort of been hijacked that term. So we like to call it micro publishing, where they own everything.
Okay, so they own everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is really nice. How do you know if you should write a book? Where is that where the light bulb goes off and says, well, this would be a good book?
Well, we encourage people to really, live life. If they're just out there just thinking, I want to write a book, and they haven't really done anything, usually that's not a very successful book. I mean, the most successful books that are that we work with are nonfiction. For the most part, or children's books, and they're usually related to some sort of experience a person has had, rather than just wanting to write.
Like a novel. Or
Right.
And do you help with the writing at all, or just the publishing
we
side?
We can help a person if they need help with either a writing coach or a book doctor or ghostwriting.
That's wonderful. You're such a great, we have such a great need for you, because I wrote a book, many years ago with Amy Friedman. It was 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. It took we finally did find a publisher, but it took 2 years.
Yeah.
And it was such a headache. And if I was lucky enough to write another one, I would go to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
What we realized, my husband and I started the business in 2004, but I had been in publishing and marketing since 1986. Hard to believe. I know I look so young, but
we all do.
She started at 12, just like us, Karen.
Right.
Just like us.
Right.
Was it all in Omaha, Lisa? Is that
My business has been in Omaha, but our clients are from all over the place.
And how many clients do you have now?
We're right at 150 micro publishers now.
Wonderful.
Oh my gosh. Which is really, I don't even know 150 micro brewers. So to have 150 micro publishers is amazing.
You have to do more homework on that one.
Well, I mean it. I think this is a terrific quote. I would not be an award winning, best selling author of 4 books today without Lisa Pelto and her staff at Concierge Marketing. J.P. Hansen, number one best selling and award winning author, life coach, professional speaker. Says a lot about you, Lisa, which is, I think, a nice quote to have to help those that are out there wanting to write a book or think that they're, I have potential.
Right.
How would they get a hold of you, Lisa?
Well, our website is conciergemarketing.com. We also, are right here in Omaha, so people can come see us in the office and see what we do. Our phone number is 884-5995, and it's everything's available on the website, so they can kind of see what we do. But the biggest message that I like to tell people is, we encourage people to write their book. It doesn't mean they need to go through the whole publishing process, but we want everybody to, you know, have the opportunity to write their story.
Mm-hmm.
How it is distributed is really based on what their level of success, what their desire is.
And you do that. You help distribute.
Yes.
And you also offer classes as well, right, Lisa? Mm-hmm.
We offer quarterly classes at Metro. There's three classes in the session.
Classes in writing? Is that what you
How to write your book, how to publish your book, and how to market your book.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we have a full class. We're one of the most popular Metro classes. People just love the class, and it's different every time because you never know who's going to be in there. Mm. And that's one of the things that we love is that you really don't know who you're sitting next to, on a plane or,
Times have changed because before we would think of self-publishing as not a good thing,
mm-hmm.
right? And now so many people self-published.
Yep.
We've really changed in that perception, right?
Yeah. The big difference now is technology and the availability of professional services, whereas people used to think if you were self-publishing, you had to do everything yourself. Now there are people that can help you produce a professionally done book,
mm-hmm.
and that's relatively new. When we started, in 2004, nobody had ever heard of a kind of business like mine, let alone in Omaha, nationwide. There's only five or six companies that do what we do, where we open up a micro-publishing company for them and do everything in their name, and they retain all the rights.
Well, that's great. And, we are in this room here at COIL, and Tom Becker did a book with you, is
mm-hmm.
that correct?
Yeah.
All right.
When's our book coming out, Karen?
That's right. We have to do a book, too.
I mean, It's the Beat should certainly be.
It's the Beat.
Well, let's
turn
it to paper.
It's the Beat.
Well, and e-books are hot.
Yes.
And still continue to be hot, which is.
Yeah, a lot of people come to us and they say, I want to do an e-book. But what we do is we sit down and say, is that what your customer wants?
Mm-hmm.
Does your book apply well mm-hmm. to that? Sometimes it's really not. Sometimes it's an audio book. Sometimes it's just a blog, and they shouldn't really be publishing a physical book, because if you're doing a book on something that is dynamic and changing all the time, your book really doesn't, you don't need a physical book for something like mm-hmm. that. You need something that is going to be the best way to distribute the information that you have.
And you offer that advice
mm-hmm.
and support.
Yep.
And you also help support audiobooks as well?
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's amazing. You've got your fingers in every pie.
Boy, really. Now, John, you didn't do an audiobook. You made, yours are all physical books.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
many of our customers now are word of mouth.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I spread the word.
Yeah, you do. And we spread the word, too.
And
you
have.
Thank you.
Every time I get on an airplane and I talk to somebody and I give them my card and say, You
need to call
Lisa. An interesting job. You must have met interesting people.
Right.
You
because
keep a diary.
I know. So many people, they do want to write a book, mm-hmm. and you just don't get around to doing it, but you're an incentive because it makes the publishing part easier.
Right. We have some books where we've only made 12 books.
Yeah.
Just
so they'll have
them.
The book.
So
they give it to their
printed.
Family or what?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Physically only printed 12 of the same book.
Wonderful.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
They become a collector's item.
Yeah, I have journals in college. Do you, Joe? I don't know that I'd want to publish them.
My diary I might have found when I was in fourth grade, and that is worth publishing.
I'm sure.
And Judy Blume stole it. Are you there? Got it to me, Margaret. She stole everything that I ever penned.
She sure did.
Darn it.
Jody Vincey.
It should have been. Are you there? God, it's Jody Vincey. You have, Lisa, there's an upcoming event at the Omaha Public Library. It's the Omaha Public Library Author Fair.
Yes.
Is that that's Saturday, February 16th?
16th, I think. Yes.
Yes, from 1 to 4. And that event is...
Wait. Oh, it's February 16th. Great.
Sorry.
That's all right.
We'll take
you
that out.
You cut that out. Michael's
now, I went to one of your book fairs.
Yeah.
Wonderful. It was wonderful. That's how I met a lot of the authors that we've had
and
on
so
the
you'll
show,
have
Joe.
The authors? Karen, like the one that you saw? So you'll
yeah,
have,
I'd like to go to that.
Yeah, there'll be several authors. I think there's 30 authors in that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have their books?
Maybe a few more. There are some that are outside of our client base, too. They're not just authors that we work
not
with.
Not just concierge. Okay.
And there's a publishing panel there with experts from the Omaha area in different areas, different types of publishing. So it's very beneficial.
It was really fun, Joe.
So fun.
It really was.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Well, we'll go right
16th.
After our show.
What time is it?
1 to 4.
1 to 4.
Yep,
right.
We'll go right after
we'll
our show.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
Will you be there, John?
Possibly.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right.
We can actually have John He can sign
all these books for us.
And that'll be perfect. Well, Lisa and John, thank you so much for sharing your Saturday afternoon with us. We so appreciate it.
Thank you for having
us. We wish you nothing
only
but
the best. You're a remarkable man, John.
I mean,
thank
come back
so
when you're
much.
97.
Right. We'll have a birthday cake for
yes.
you.
And we're going to talk about your 13th book then, I'm
That's
sure.
That's right.
And Lisa, continue doing what you're doing. We
thank
love it. We
so
love
much.
Your authors, and we can't wait to
well,
interview
my
you.
My radio is
thank
on
you.
KOIL. I listen to you all the time.
Oh,
well,
thanks,
thank
John.
You.
And we're going to read your books, too. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
40 years. That's a lot of great memories. Hi, I'm Lori Helbush-Wolford of Spirit World. Over the last four decades, Spirit World has helped you celebrate the important times of your life, from the wines at your holiday dinner table to the rare bottle of scotch you savor on a special occasion. However, Spirit World didn't make those times the exceptional memories they are. You did that. We're just grateful that you let us be a part of it. Do you have a special memory with Spirit World? Tell me about it. Click the contact tab at spiritworldwine.com and send me a note. Spirit World, celebrating 40 years, 75th and Pacific. If you made a New Year's resolution to save money in 2014, Spirit World would like to help you with that. Right now, you can save up to 50% off select beers, wines, and spirits through Spirit World's once-a-year inventory reduction sale. It's a fantastic chance to stock up for your big game party. Great libations in football? I know, right? But you can't wait. The Spirit World once-a-year inventory reduction sale ends Sunday.
Don't miss the 2014 Nebraska Buck and Bird Classic. It's January 31st through February 2nd at the CenturyLink Center. It's 3 days of all things hunting in Nebraska. Whitetail or turkey, shotgun or bow. The 2014 Nebraska Buck and Bird Classic. Don't miss it.
Did you know that you could go to UNO to get a degree in aviation? Yeah, so if you've ever wanted to be in a career where you can literally spread your wings and fly, here's your chance. The University of Nebraska at Omaha is home to the nationally recognized Aviation Institute, where you can find careers in air transport administration, professional pilot training, and a whole lot more. Click ai.unomaha.edu for all the details. So if you didn't know that you could go to UNO to get a degree in aviation, now you do, my friend. Now you do.
Showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater is The Great Beauty, a lush look at the lives of Roman's luxury class. Also showing is Inside Llewyn Davis, the latest film from the directors of Fargo and No Country for Old Men. On Wednesday, January 29th, join us for a special screening of the 1970s film The Conformist. After the screening, Oscar-winning cinematographer of Avatar, Mauro Fiore, and James Darra, director of Opera Omaha's upcoming Agrippina, will discuss the film's influence on their work. The current Forever Young family and children's pick is the essential screwball comedy It Happened One Night. Tickets and information are at filmstreams.org.
Omaha's stimulating conversation.
It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Karen, joining us in the studio is a special gent, Grant Reed, who's originally from Glasgow, Scotland, and he's only been in Omaha for close to 5 months, now, of course, living happily in the U.S. of A., but he's in Omaha, and you can see his works. He's a photographer, an artist, a fashion designer. I mean, my goodness, he's attained a master's in fashion from an academy in Milan, Italy, but you can see his works at Gallery 72. Welcome, Grant, from Glasgow.
Grant.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we just want to hear you talk. Can you say something?
Whatever you want. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, that's
anything.
Oh, nothing. We just want to hear.
No, we just
want to
hear the voice.
Selling shoes, Yvonne Marr.
selling shoes.
Are you selling shoes, Yvonne Marr?
Yeah,
I am part time.
My friend Marilyn found him there.
What was she trying on a pair of shoes?
I believe she was a size seven. Yeah, size seven.
Size 7.
I found her a
socks.
Good pair of shoes.
She was a size 7. That's so funny.
Okay.
Is she?
Yeah.
What
she
a memory.
Yeah, good memory. She just loved the way you spoke, so she figured, well, we'll have
her
on the show.
I
don't care
right.
what
that's
you
right.
do.
Karen,
you
we're easy, right? If you have an
nice
accent,
lady.
Come on down to the It's the Beat show.
That's right.
That's what we're all about. But I think it's terrific that you have this incredible background. You attended School of Design in London, the School of Art in Edinburgh.
But we have an international show.
I know
today,
it. The is it Domus Academy?
Domus Academy in Milan.
Yeah.
One of the centers of fashion.
Yeah.
For
you,
sure.
So you paint. You're a photographer.
Yeah, I'm an artist. I'm probably kind of an experimentalist artist and photographer.
Like that's abstract art.
Abstract art. Yeah. I mean, I pretty much.
That's what I love, Jody. Wait, I love that. Instead of you go, M. How do it again?
M.
It's an M.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an
instead
M.
of
That's a great thing to point out, Karen.
Thank you.
I am telling you, my
God,
I think it's adorable. That is the.
Yeah. Sorry,
so,
I cut you off.
No, not at all. So I try not to do. I try not to stick to one particular medium. I'm a bit of an experimentalist. I try as many different mediums and mixtures as I possibly can, and whatever I can get into my hands, I will try with. Whether it be sewing into a canvas, or whether it be painting with as many colors as I can find.
But always on a canvas?
Not necessarily, but the majority of it, I would say, is on the canvas. But
well, what's another medium if you don't use a canvas?
Even into things like metal.
Oh, metal.
Yeah,
okay.
Even three-dimensional work I'll do as well. So I really,
cool.
As I say, I'm more of an experimentalist artist. When it comes to photography as well, I'm always trying to kind of push the boundaries as much as possible and trying to give more of a dimension to my work, something that's hopefully going to last that bit longer, a bit more longevity than something that you're going to hold on to for a couple of days and then discard it. I'm hoping that my work's going to stand the test of time.
What's showing at the gallery? What will our listeners be able to see if they visited Gallery 72?
Gallery 72 is a mixture of photography and art. Photography is a lot of my travel photography. I've been fortunate enough to have traveled fairly extensively over my short period of life. And in that time, I've always had a camera in hand. So I've always documented my travels. So the bulk of my work there is from pretty much across the world, from Hong Kong to India to South America, Europe, and wherever else that I haven't mentioned. And as far as my art goes, it's a different discipline being an artist as far as painting goes. And the ones that I've put into Gallery 72 on this occasion are based around maybe five or six colours in the palette. And again, it's abstract. So
that is so exciting. Well, and you talk about pushing the boundaries and creating pieces that are distinctive. And wherever you are in your travels, I'm sure the photography is incredible. Karen, we need to, if we have an opportunity, to go visit Gallery 72.
Gallery, where is that located?
It's in Vinton Street.
On Vinton Street.
I'm not sure.
All right, so it's far north.
I believe I believe it's by.
Wait, is that south?
It's south. And I believe it's by Louis Burgerlust. Restaurant.
Okay.
You know, and our listeners, if they like to go on a Sunday brunch, that would be fun if the gallery is open on Sunday.
Yeah.
That would be 1806.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Michael, our producer,
address.
Is telling us. Yeah. So, yes, indeed, it is by Louise.
Yeah, Burgerlust. I love photography. I love to take photos. So, I think that's so neat that you do that and then you make a living at it. That's what's cool. So, you do weddings, you do portraits, events, anything. And we
Absolutely.
Can get you at your website, Grant?
You can get me the website, which is Grant S. Reed.
Yeah, I'll translate
.com.
That. Grant S. Reed.
R-E-I-D.
G-R-A-N-T-S.
That's right.
R-E-I-D.
Grant. From Glasgow.
Photography.
From Glasgow, Scotland.
Art design. From from
Glasgow.
Glasgow.
Glasgow. M. How's that, Karen? M.
Oh, you're that M.
M.
I'm trying for you.
M.
You know, we wait. Listen,
we're trying.
That's
M.
Like you. I'm sure, poor Grant.
You're
like
never aware actually how often you say it, but I think I do say it quite regularly.
Oh, it's absolutely
I love it.
Then
you sound like the Beatles every once in a while.
Yeah, no, it's endearing.
It's wonderful.
You know.
I love it.
Thank you.
Do you find art when you're in the shoe store at Von Maur? How
do
you? Do you look at a woman's foot and say, "My God, that is the most gorgeous size 7"?
No, but I mean, having a background in fashion helps because I do appreciate a woman in a good pair of shoes.
That's nice.
And if I do really get a buzz off if she would like to ask me my opinion on it. I don't really know if she knows my background. I don't always have to get it across there, but I do love fashion as well. And
so what do you mean you do a lot of fashion? What is that?
No, I love fashion.
Oh, you love fashion.
Yeah.
I do love fashion.
Being in fashion.
I'm not doing a particular amount of fashion at the moment, but obviously selling shoes is related to it. And in Omaha,
Right.
That's pretty close.
Do you take pictures of your wife a lot?
That's a good question. probably more of my dog, admittedly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love animals.
Oh. Yeah, more of my dog. It's like having a wee baby, It's like just like a wee puppy. And my wife, I mean, I do experiment,
in
terms of photographically with my wife, yes.
That's for a different show, Grant. That's for a different show.
going X-rated.
That's right. You might have done that in Milan.
You didn't realize where you got your hat.
That's right. That might have happened in Milan, but we're in Omaha. We're a little more conservative here. I think it's great.
No,
well,
we
hopefully our listeners have an opportunity to see Grant's work. And again, go to Grant's website.
Grant S. Reed, R-E-I-D, photography/art. Yeah, I want to look that up, Brant.
Yeah,
thank you.
Beautiful photos.
Thanks a lot.
Yes,
okay.
And we'll look at your exhibit at Gallery 72. And
much
for our listeners who are interested in buying a pair of shoes and getting fashion advice from a graduate, of course, of Domus Academy in Milan. My goodness, he has his master's in fashion design. Go to Von Maur.
Yeah.
Take a look.
We'll see.
Try
sure.
a pair of shoes, and Grant will give you his personal opinion.
Absolutely.
Right.
Thank
to
you.
Thanks a lot,
thanks for
Grant.
Having me.
We
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Much of, thank you.
Uh-huh. Best of luck.
Thank you.
The typical high-tech weight loss patient loses 30 pounds in just 4 weeks. If you're significantly overweight, you can expect to lose considerably more than 30 pounds in that time. There are drugstores and pills and other places where you can buy weight loss, but at high-tech, it's all we do. It's a doctor-supervised, medically safe prescription together with a high-tech program that ensures you lose the weight with astonishing speed and keep it off permanently. This month, HITECH is extending our 40% off program. No charge for your consultation. In Omaha now for 10 years, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. So call now for a no-charge consultation. 402-453-LOSE. That's 453-LOSE. Or visit us on the web at hitechweightloss.com. 40% off this month. Call 402-453-LOSE. HITECH Weight Loss. Safe. Fast. Permanent.
Your Sunday afternoons can be the most profitable and most valuable part of your week. Invest 90 minutes with the Asking Price radio program. Join Ted Price, the Stock Babe, and Ted's merry band of financial experts as they bring you a unique perspective on the markets, finance, currencies, and more. There really is nothing like Asking Price with Ted Price. Brought to you by Allies Limited. Sunday afternoons at 1:30 here on the Mighty 1290 Coil, Mighty1290Coil.com, and the Mighty 1290 Coil apps.
Celebrate the new year with an amazing deal at Edwards Nissan. Buy one Nissan at market value price, and you can lease a second Nissan for as little as $20 a month. That's right, just buy a new 2014 Murano, Maxima, or an in-stock Titan, and lease your choice of a new Versa or Sentra S or an Altima 2.5 for only $20 a month. Don't need two Nissans? New 2014 Altimas start at just 19 grand. And every new Nissan we sell comes with an exclusive 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Buy one Nissan and lease a second for just $20 a month. Only at Edwards Nissan, just off the Lake Mano exit in Council Bluffs. Call 1-800-NEW-NISSANS or online at edwardsnissankia.com.
Price, protection, peace of mind.
It pays to cross the bridge.
To Edwards Nissan.
In stock units only. Cannot combine with any other offers. Buy one Nissan at market value price. Lease a second for 36 months, 36,000 miles. Tax, title, license, extra. Negative equity may increase payment with approved credit.
Whiplash injuries can be a real pain in the neck. If you're having neck or back pain following a recent accident, Allied Chiropractic can help. If you thought your symptoms would go away but haven't, if you're receiving treatment that seems to be ineffective, Allied Chiropractic will document your injuries and design a treatment plan based on your needs. Whiplash doesn't have to be a pain in the neck. Call Allied Chiropractic at 345-PAIN. Remember this number, 345-PAIN, or visit the web at 345-PAIN.com.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Welcome back. Thanks to our special guest today.
Uh-huh. And we want to thank Filmstreams, Jode.
We love Filmstreams.
For sponsoring us.
And
they're so great.
Coil. And for any of our listeners that have missed our shows, you can find us on itsthebeat.net.
Yeah, go to our website.
We'd love
we have
to
lots
from
of
you
fun
well.
Things on there. Also, I have some YouTubes on there, Jode. They're really fun. I just did one, an exercise one called the Workout Place, and we filmed it at the JCC, and if you go to it, you might even know some people in the video.
Oh, perfect.
It's very fun. Well, Jode, and since American Idol just started, my last song is for Ryan Seacrest called My Metrosexual Kind of Guy.
Oh, that's perfect for him.
I know it is. Well, anyway, have a great week.
Absolutely. Hope it warms up.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see you all
we'll
next week.
We'll be back.
metrosexual kind of guy. My metrosexual kind of guy. He always talks to me so sweet. Make sure the food's not in his teeth. My metrosexual kind of guy. He shops in trends.